Blog Talk Radio.
It's Susan. I don't want to say Susan.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Here it is Sunday night, or where we are, Sunday evening, I guess.
Yeah.
Where you are, maybe still afternoon.
Or maybe late at night.
Or maybe going into the next day. We want to welcome you anyway, our Facebook watchers, or what do you call them, Facebookers?
I say Facebookers.
Facebookers, yes. You're on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, and you're able to see us in action. Blog Talk, folks, you can always jump over to the Psychic Love Doctor show page and join us. And I want to start out by reminding everybody, this reading show uses only ordinary playing cards. I'm sorry. Jim is kind of comical tonight.
Yeah.
So we're only using ordinary playing cards. And the only other tools we're going to use are choice and change. Because this method is extremely life-changing in that we can lay out your life here in the present, looking into the future. And we can look down that road and decide how much of what's there do we really want to keep? And is there are there things there that we want to get rid of? So we can hit the delete key on that. And also, we want to realize our own true potential in the process. So many things we actually have the power to improve, as we'll illustrate tonight with reading. So I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo.
Jim, yes, thank you very much.
Jim.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know. I think I will do all the talking tonight because you're just going to be like, well, a tape recorder or something. You just go, you freeze like right at the end of the sentence. But anyway, she's been doing lots of readings today, so her mind and her tongue are kind of starting to disconnect a wee bit.
Thank you for that.
She did a whole bunch, like a blitz. All right. I want to remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer. We also like to let everybody know if you're an international caller or viewer, let us know. We'll give you a live shout out.
Right.
As live as we can do it. We can't interrupt right smack in the middle of a reading.
Excuse me.
We'll work it in as quickly as possible. That number, 515-602-9676, that's how you call in to get a reading. Skype or phone. No, that number works for both. When you get a hold of us, you'll be told you're going on hold and you'll listen to the show. That means everything's working perfect. I just called at the beginning of the show, for those that are watching, you see me on the cell phone. That's not being rude and stupid or juvenile. I'm doing a check to make sure that everything's cool. Because every once in a while, it's not cool. But it is cool tonight. We are good. When you're on hold, we'll see a list of you. You won't get forgotten. You won't get buried. You won't be other people calling and getting in front of you. Negative, negative, negative. We'll make sure it's all in order. We'll keep it in proper order. When we take your call, get off speakerphone, get off Bluetooth, if you legally and safely can. Stop the multitasking that we do when we're on hold, because hold sucks. Sit down, relax. If you're in your own house, you know the best place to chill for sound, environment, and cell phone reception. Do that, please. Because by the time your call goes to the internet and Blog Talk comes out our speakers, there can be a level of yuckiness.
And that yuckiness.
Yuckiness. Poo-poo caca. It gets degraded severely, especially with background noises. So that's why please make it the best call you can make. We understand you're driving down the road. You can only do what you can do.
That's right.
So, at the end of your reading with Deborah, we got the little, these are all the ones that you, Blog Talkers can't see. We have our special little angel cards We have a couple different sets, and these are like a little shorter version. Literally, physically shorter.
They're healing.
But they're, I call them angel because there are some archangels that talk in here.
Well, it says healing angel card.
Oh, there you go. Healing angel card. Well, holy guacamole. Aren't I not being specific enough? Anyway, when we get to the end of her reading, you'll hear the harp because that means it is the end of her reading, not the almost end of her reading. Let me keep asking questions. You got other callers. We can't just keep this going perpetually.
No, it's hard, though, because you get one question and one layout. But if you sign up for a session on my website, then you get to ask as many questions as you'd like, and we do several throwdowns with the cards for you. So, and right here, do you mind if I tell them about
this? Go for it, man. We've
got a special offer right now that's running until it isn't running. And what it is if you arrange a reading on the website, you're going to get a free one to keep for another time. Some people are banking them, as I call it. I've had some that have purchased 3 or 6. And, of course, then they're getting the same number in terms of free readings. So it's up to you. And the reason for this is I'm going to have to raise my rates. Sadly, after 15 years or so at the same fee, it just isn't feasible anymore. I've got to update my website. And the pandemic broke me, as a lot of businesses. We've all gone through very difficult times, losing jobs, you know, having a business that's failing. Well, during the pandemic, I couldn't expect very much because, my God, everybody's busy trying to pay insurances, your rent or your mortgage, you know, so a lot of us, we were impacted. So the good news is you get 2 for 1 right now, and the bad news is, yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. But that's why we're here doing free readings almost every night of the week. Wow. And we are piling up with readings.
So
I just want to mention to you all, you're always welcome to come here. You know, and don't feel bad if you can't afford a reading. Many, many can't. You can always ask a question tonight here.
Yeah. You don't get a 30-minute session, you know, because of the, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right? But you can come once a show every time we do a show.
Did you finish your spiel?
I did, actually. So well, we're ready to, let's jump right in.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
First caller is area code 231 from Michigan, 231.
Michigan,
first
welcome
caller.
To the show.
Welcome in.
What's your first name, please?
Hi, my first name is Tia.
Tia?
Yes, Tia with a T.
Oh. Hi, right, Tia. Cool. You sound like you might be a newcomer.
I've listened to your show a few times. I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever really called in.
Well, here you are.
Cool.
What serendipity, right?
Well, she's listened to our show a few times, so she knows.
Yeah, you know.
So that helps. That's cool.
Yeah, so you're familiar. And let's get a little familiar about you. Tell us a few details about what you're going to present as your question for your reading.
What would you like to know?
Yes.
I'm not sure if you're doing any mediumship or are you doing any mediumship readings too?
I can, yes, with the cards. We've actually
I'm just wondering
quite a few.
If there's a message from my father in spirit. His name is Ross.
Okay. Well, how long ago did you lose your dad?
It's been 7 years.
Okay. Well, we're very sorry for your loss.
Yes.
Those of us that have experienced loss, you're welcome. I lost my husband. It'll be 4 years next month. And I had a wonderful mortician who told us, we were sitting there as a family, literally drenched in tears, and he said, the grief will never go away, but it will change. He said, there are times it will come in waves, and there are other times when you'll actually find a little bit of peace. But to expect it to, you know, completely dissolve, he said, it doesn't happen. And I find that true, you know, very
It doesn't
true.
Get any easier, I don't think.
No, you just live with it a little easier, I think. When I come across some of my husband's things, it will just send me into a tailspin of tears. But I have an idea, excuse me, to share with those of you out there who maybe have some things that belong to a father, a husband, a brother, a son. If they have a favorite pair of shoes that don't look too bad, like for my husband, he had snakeskin cowboy boots, the corner roach killer type. I didn't know.
Pointed toe.
Yeah, well, that's what they are, yeah. I didn't know what to do with them, but I have a sister who said, why don't you turn them into planters? I thought that was an amazing idea. So there's always a way to repurpose something that meant a lot to your loved one and to you. So that's all right. I needed to shuffle a few more times.
What's your public service announcement on making planters out of boots?
Okay, so Jim's going to talk with you from a second or two here, because I have to really concentrate.
All right. Well, actually, I'm going to have her do some repeating. I was doing some show stuff. So we're doing a mediumship on the...
Her father.
Father that passed away, what, 7, 8 years ago?
Seven.
Okay. So I caught a little bits of it. Okay. Has something triggered you to ask this question? Is there things, signs, feelings you're getting?
Well, I think about him all the time, but the last week or two, it's really been, every song on the radio is, pertains to him. And it's just like, I feel like he's trying to get a message to me.
Okay. Well, that'd be impressive. I had a feeling because, 7 years, I'm not, like she said, you get over grief, but when you all of a sudden want a mediumship, when you want a mediumship, it usually tells me something is triggering that. And there you go.
Yeah, she's having lots of thoughts of him.
Right, that's why I was at. Well, when,
go ahead.
Everything's happening that's reminding her, the little things.
Yeah,
the songs,
my question for you, Tia, is, was this a particular time of year that holds memories that your father might make him spiritually more active?
I don't think so.
Okay.
If it was early summer, I would say yes, but. Being fall, I don't know. I don't know what I've been trying to put a correlation in between, the time of year or what message I think he wants me to know. I can't come up with anything.
Did your father pass quickly, or was it like a illness that had some time attached to it?
It was an illness. It took about a year and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, that man did not want to leave. Life.
No, I know.
Oh my gosh, what a fighter. And the reason I recognize this is he's saying to me, which is kind of out of this world, he's saying, just like your own husband, Deborah. And I thought, wow. Yeah, because my husband, the nurse, said, you're going to have to tell him to go. He was already on a respirator, and they said he had no brain function, but that man was not leaving yet. So, yes, well, this gives me goosebumps. There are instances over the course of his life as your father that he says he could have done a better job. Now, you know him best, that perhaps he was a perfectionist, or maybe there were times when he was neglectful or not right there to be present for you, but it is a regret that he has.
And I think that's probably a pretty common one.
And he's saying, talk to me, Tia, talk to me more, talk to me. So he wants to communicate with you. Now, we had somebody else about a year ago call into the show, and she started to do that after we connected. And they don't always want to talk when they're on the, on the other side. A lot of times they're involved in other types of activities. And anyway, she started talking to her father out loud. And pretty soon she started to feel his presence. The room would get chilly. And she would hear like movement in the house, and nobody was there except, of course, the spirit of her dad. So they will do things. My my late husband was a comedian in life, and oh, did he prank us, right, Jim, after he passed. So I think your dad needs to hear from you that you are definitely at peace with how the relationship was between the two of you.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
All right, and here is your angel card reading before we move on. And I just, this message could, you'll have to think about this on YouTube, that maybe you'll have input.
Yeah.
Faith is the subject. These are the healing angel cards too, by the way. Do not lose faith. The storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine once more.
Yeah, I kind of noticed you had a few other things going on there, Tia, in your life.
Yes.
I feel like that card is relating to those things, to have faith.
And maybe that's a message from
Papa.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could be. Because
anyway, that's why I said you have to think about it.
So I hope that you'll call us more.
Sure.
We can look into things on a deeper level for you.
Yeah, or and other parts of your life. It doesn't have to be always the same subject. You can change subjects every time.
Yeah.
You can keep looking at one subject. It's your few minutes. It's your
time. Yeah, your time for whatever you'd like to
ask. Move on to the next color.
And remember, everybody, we just don't do love. We do career and,
well,
you know, spiritual
right,
things.
Right, the listeners right just found out. Yep.
Problems with family, friends, coworkers, children.
No gambling, no gambling, no gambling.
Well, we can't. I'm not good with that.
Even if she was good, we couldn't do that because that would be bad.
Well,
all right.
It might turn into professional gambling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling us. You had
thank
a father
you.
That
thank
I think many of us envy you for. Really.
Yeah,
so
he's the best.
Care.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Right. Have a good night. Thank you for being caller number one.
Thank you.
Very nice way to start our show.
Indeed, indeed.
By the way, Jim, what day is this? Do you know?
I was told. I didn't research it, but I believe it from multiple sources that it's National Hamburger Day.
Imagine that. And what did you have today?
We grilled hamburgers and other stuff. The
lots
hamburgers
of
was
hamburgers.
The main course. Yes, we
yeah.
did. Stuffed jalapeno and cheese, stuffed, what was it, bacon and cheese. There was a stuffed onion and cheese, and then a plain one.
Yeah.
Got to have a plain one. Yeah.
So I hope all of you got your, and I hear some places were giving away free hamburgers today. I would not have wanted to be in that line.
Oh, no.
No.
I'd rather, you're at home, got to break the Weber up, cook them good old school charcoal style.
Well, we are moving on now.
Let's do it. We're going to area code 954, which I believe is down south in Florida, 954.
Hi, Florida. What's
yes,
on your
mind? Hi.
Hello.
How are you? My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. No, I.
Hi, how are you?
Did we speak to you soon? We're doing well.
No, I've never spoken to you guys. No, honestly.
We have a lot of Florida
no.
Yeah, we have a lot
well,
of
Well, we welcome you, Sharon, very
it's
much
cool.
to our
it's
show.
Cool. It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I recently reconnected with an old boyfriend, and I just want to know what you think of this connection, if you think this is something that's going to work out, if you see something that's
awesome.
Yeah,
you know,
that you have come to the right person.
And I get a lot of requests.
Right.
Yep.
From women that are rather high-powered career fields, they don't have time to waste on a lemon.
Yeah, they don't want to waste a lot of time on the dud.
Yeah.
All right, I got a bunch of cards are going down. Have you listened to the show before?
No, I have not.
Well,
no.
You seemed like you knew exactly what was going on just from listening to the first caller. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't crystal ball, go to the fair type stuff. So any extra info you could provide to help with the reading?
How long ago was it that you were involved?
And how serious was it back then?
Yeah.
It was 38 years ago.
Wow. Hey.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Was it just one of those things on the way in life, or was it like super serious back in that day?
Well, it was serious, but I was, you know, we were both, you know, a lot younger, maybe just, you know, things just didn't work out. But,
yeah, well, when you're young,
you know,
things, you don't, your path is not before your eyes, so you just do things. Yep.
Somebody's
you have different, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even know what your goals are.
Someone's feelings, yours or his, got hurt a bit in the breakup process. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, I'm thinking that may have been him. And it's like all water under the bridge, or is it over the,
well,
under the bridge?
38 years, so you hope you get at least the wound is healed. You know?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's looking like a terrific partner for you now. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm right now in a first reading. I'm not picking up anything to the negative. And remember, new people, I'm just getting acquainted with you through your cards. I have to build a spiritual connection to you and to your life.
Mm-hmm.
That takes usually about maybe 2-3 readings where you would then be able to call in and say, well, please give me a general reading for the rest of the month or rest of the year, and I will then be able to proceed without any additional information. I'm seeing that you have a possibility for an upcoming trip. Are you planning to go somewhere?
Yeah, maybe my son's in Utah, so possibly.
I think it's more like probably from what I see here.
Yeah.
And it's a great time. I mean, they're really good cards, which often indicates that an individual has a really great mindset, and they live in the positive.
In other words, her.
Yes, this would be for you. And very little around you that would be even enough to ruffle your feathers. You got great cards. You know, some people say to me, well, that's boring. Well, I would rather have the great cards that are boring than the ones that are filled with drama and roller coaster rides.
Yeah, the Jerry Springer card.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm not into drama at my age.
So let me ask you before you hit that key. Have you and he been meeting or seeing each other in real life? Or
we have been. I'm 67. He's 10 years older than me.
Okay.
We have been, and it's been a little rough going because he's sort of sensitive, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, so, but we'll see. You know, I'm taking things slowly.
Well, that's good, because I'm feeling it's like a situation in a reading I did privately today. He's having a bit of a struggle figuring out if he's good enough for you. So he, you know, and that is like such a compliment to you, but he should relax if you are giving him the correct, you know, like feedback. And
relax.
Don't do it. Yeah.
Let your body go through it. All right.
Yeah, I think so. He'll loosen his screws a little bit.
Oh, loosen them screws, maybe.
Yeah.
Arr.
He's just afraid.
Yeah.
Of loving you so much that, you know, maybe you'll think he doesn't deserve you. But I think the two of you are quite compatible. Yes.
Yeah, we were once, and I hope we can be again.
I do believe we will. Go ahead there, Jim.
All right, stand by for your angel card reading before we move on to the next caller.
Okay.
Subject
okay.
is... the unknown.
Ooh.
Do not fear the unknown. This is a time of deep exploration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons.
Yeah, I think this is about the relationship.
Oh, okay. Sounds apropos.
Yeah, I think so too.
So don't fear it. Don't worry about it. Let it go. Let it happen, and your gut will tell you.
Let it flow.
Absolutely. And what is meant to be will be.
Hey, here we go. We're going to keep singing songs. Yeah. All right.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
Call us again.
Thank you. Take care.
Now, that's a really effervescent person, and I saw it reflected in her cards, too.
Effervescent.
Well, you know, bubbly.
I kind of knew what the term meant, but I always heard it referred to as a liquid. But I understand it has multiple meanings.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Staying down south, 229, the Peach State, Georgia, 229.
Hello there.
Hey. Yeah,
hi.
How you doing? This is Melvin.
Melvin.
What's up, Melvin?
We're doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing horrible. I have two little questions. I'm still having trouble with my neighbors. They didn't move.
They moved, didn't they?
No, they didn't move.
All those SOBs.
The guy got kicked out, but the girl didn't.
Oh.
And so I was sitting here watching a football game this while ago, and some guys knocked on my door, and I opened the door, and they said he didn't knock on my door. But last night I couldn't sleep. He was banging and banging upstairs, and it's just crazy. So I called the police just a while ago, and they're supposed to be here to talk to them, but they haven't came. But they were saying, like, I need to talk to the landlord. I said, I already spoke to the landlord about this issue.
Yep.
And
well,
then
yeah.
they put a sign outside their door with a picture of a frog leaping towards me. Like, if you're, so
that's,
I'm being harassed.
Yeah.
I would take a picture of that with my phone and show
that's
that to
them.
Good.
Yeah, I got a picture of it.
Well,
now they got
a
pumpkin sitting outside with a big 2x4 stick set laying to the door.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
Yeah, they're a bunch of idiots. I guess now you got to go through all that crap again, just like you just did before.
Is it possible, Melvin, for you to move?
I just moved here out of that horrible ass place I was at. Excuse my language. And it's nice. It's a very nice apartment complex. I'm just dealing with they dumb at. But what would you all see that my landlord would do when I talk to her tomorrow? Her name is Missy. I talked with her once before. And she asked me that she had talked to them. And nothing changed. It got me worse.
And she's putting the cards down. You said you had another question.
Yes, sir. My second question is, I go to Dallas three times a week, and I went Monday of last week. It was a bad week for me at Dallas. This girl didn't want to take me off the machine when I was done, and she made a comment about, oh, well, you can just sit there and bleed to death. And so I reported her. I called the state of Georgia.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Sir?
So what's your question on that? What's your question on that one?
The question is, if she's going to get fired.
Well,
because she showed up. She showed up with Wednesday and Friday.
I'll tell you, she's madder than a hornet right now.
Yeah, well, she should be mad at herself for running her big mouth.
Well, I hope something was done. Did you say you reported her to the authorities the hospital?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, the same day it happened, I reported it to the charge nurse and the social worker, and they said they was doing something about it. But the girl still came to work Wednesday and Friday and just looking over there staring at me. And so I asked to speak to my doctor. I wanted to talk to my doctor about a transfer. And so it seemed like everywhere I got to leave, I'm around a lot of negative-ass people, even my own home, you know? I can't get peace here in my home. Can't get peace at Dallas. Where the hell am I supposed to find peace?
Here's the thing, Here's the thing, Melvin.
Crazy.
I'm perceiving that you have been chosen it's a mission. Divinely inspired mission for you to voice all your complaints, to follow them through and get people like her out of jobs that don't belong treating patients. That's horrible. So it's like you're going to keep confronting these situations.
So two questions. Since we're talking about that one, do you see her still going to continue to work there or something? Or did she just get reprimanded?
She may have only
gotten... She might be on probation.
Yeah, she may have only gotten a reprimand. But if she's standing over there giving you a stink eye and acts rude or anything, I would make sure, darn tootin', you report her again.
Yep.
So
she would be gone. Bye-bye then.
So I think you're going to attract these things in order to help others.
What about part one, though?
In part one?
Is the landlord going to take action?
The landlord, oh boy, it's like she wishes you were more tolerant.
But she probably just wishes that they didn't have to.
All of them just leaving right now. They peeping in my window, but I have a camera. And I'm looking at the dumbass people in my window while I'm talking to you all.
So wrong. Don't you qualify for any kind of home assistance or...
Can they move you to the other side of the complex so you're nowhere near these people?
Yeah, I can ask for to be moved, but it seems like they need to move in.
I know, but...
They're the one causing the problem.
Yeah, what do you see here? What do you see
I'm feeling that if you could find... Do you have a representative or a liaison, a social worker, something, someone that you could turn to that could help? You deserve peace.
Yeah.
The poor man just wants some peace.
You know, that's do you remember the days living in apartments?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And the problem is these boys or guys are spoiling for a fight with you.
And they're young and stupid, and they don't care about anything. If they get in trouble, they don't care about anything.
Yeah, you best leave them alone.
They have no respect for anybody on earth.
I don't want to see anything happen to you, Melvin, that would...
I don't want to see nothing happen to them. I'm a Marine, and I'm a licensed carrier. I'm not even worried about that. I just don't want to get to that level.
Right, yes. You want to do it, you want to handle things properly.
I hit myself down to use force on it. I don't want to get to that, and I'm trying to tell these dumb police officers and the landlord, you know, they need to address this issue. This is how people get themselves messed up.
Yeah.
It is, and the thing is.
They want to sit on their butt and just say, well, call me later on tonight if I hear anything. I said, I told the police officer on the phone, I said, I'm hearing it now as I speak to you. So they said they were going to send someone, but that's been about 30 minutes ago. They're not going to send anyone out here.
If you get a reputation as what they used to call a crepe hanger, they're going to just poo-poo your complaints. So,
and I believe that's their diagnosis too. But the overall picture, what on both scenarios, I know you all have to go, but what you see going to come out with dialysis and the department should with these people upset. Just whatever you say.
Oh, yeah, and I think when you go back for dialysis, you should ask someone in a position of authority, what became of your complaint?
Yeah, was she spoken to?
You can always go higher through the internet, or there's always something posted that is the hospital liaison.
Well, you know, first thing she said was, I didn't say that.
Oh, well...
He's just a cranky old person. You know what? She's going to say that. That's what they do.
Well.
But okay, so nothing's happening yet. But obviously, at least, she's probably got severely ripped in it and said, hey, you want to keep working here?
Yeah, I'm sure she was spoken to.
You don't pull that crap because that's going to get us in trouble and you're going to get fired.
And I think your landlord it's a woman, right?
Yes, ma'am.
She is kind of hesitant to reprimand them too much because I think she's not happy they're there as tenants.
Yeah, they want are they bothering other neighbors?
I don't know. I mean, all I know is I can't sleep at night.
Yeah. Well.
I'm sorry for you on that count. I've had neighbors.
So you don't see them moving?
Not
in the immediate future.
Yeah, not right this minute.
You saw how it happened last time, how long that takes to get anybody out of there.
And they're having fun with these harassing cranks.
They're idiots. They got nothing going on in their life. That's their entertainment, you know.
How about if you got yourself a white noise machine? You know, you can even order them off of Amazon. Something that would give you... what do they do? It's like a buffer between the noise.
Yeah, buffer, and some people that live with people that snore wear earplugs.
Yeah.
We're just throwing things out. You shouldn't have to do that, but we understand.
Yeah, but ultimately, your best move is to move.
Yeah, is to move, and you shouldn't have to, but you know, that sucks. It should be the ones moving, but all right, here we go.
I'm sorry, hon.
Faith is the subject. Do not lose faith. The storm clouds will soon clear, and the sun will shine once more. So,
well, that's the same card somebody else
has. It is. Yeah, it happens. Well, I mean, so right now it seems like you're caught in a shit storm, but eventually all storms do pass.
Try doing some manifesting on your own. I would be sending up like energy or a vibe to the girl upstairs saying, you want to move. You don't like living here. You want to go where your friends and you can party as loud as you want.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that is.
Send that message, you know, mentally to her. And as for the other woman, shame on her.
And there's tons of people in the healthcare industry that have no business being there.
There's so many questions I'd like to ask.
They're so shorthanded, though, that they have
to take. I tried to call you all week, like this week.
You can't
and,
call
I left them. I sent you a text and left you a message.
Yeah, we don't respond because we have 400 billion from people. We can't respond to text or messages. You can go on the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage, and if things are still a little tricky, use the email button. Those are...
Oh, that's right. Remember, it's broken right now.
Well, yeah, because the only problem is if the Facebook Messenger, as far as Psychic Love Doctor show and stuff like that, it just blows up and we have to have auto stuff on. But we'll figure this out
We'll figure it out for you.
We shall figure it out.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're working on it.
Keep having faith, hon. Really.
Yep. Just like the Healing Angel card said.
Yeah.
Have faith. I know you're like, damn.
Yeah, I know you want more than that. But
I'm trying to watch some damn football, and people are being jerkwads. I hear you.
All right, hon.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah.
We'll talk to
you.
Yeah,
have a good one, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Not every reading is full of rainbows.
No, I mean, life, you know, everybody, life is life. It can be tough. It can be, it can be a walk through a park for some people, but you know.
And how?
Damn.
How, what would you say? How terrible, I guess, on the part of that girl upstairs to have such nasty friends that would harass somebody who's got, you know, serious health
issues.
Yeah,
you know what kind of people she's hanging out with.
God. Yep. Yeah.
She's a woman of quality who likes men of quality, I'm sure. All right. Let's keep on.
All righty.
We are going to area code 203. We're going up northeast instead of southeast. It's time to Connecticut, 203.
Hello, Connecticut.
Welcome.
Yes. What is your first name?
Hi. It's Pat and Chance.
Hello. I love that boy you got. Yeah. Well, how are you, Pat?
I figured since it's the day before my court appointment on Zoom, I'll talk about court.
All right.
This is taking my mechanic to small claims court. It's finally happening tomorrow. And what they start with is a settlement, meaning I guess he comes with an offer. I've asked for the full amount of my repairs, and he'll probably offer less, and I won't agree, which means then it will go to a hearing, and that will have a judge there, and the judge will make a decision.
Ah. Now, refresh all of our memories. What type of repairs you're, looking at?
My mechanic, through negligence, blew my car engine.
Oh, no.
And then he kind of blamed it on me because I'm just, oh, it's just crazy. I had the water pump was broken, so I had it towed in. And he supposedly fixed it, and I said, am I safe to go to Farmington? This is an hour away place where I had a dental appointment coming up, and I wanted to make sure the car. So I kept asking. I came back a day later. The pump that he fixed was still leaking, and at first he didn't believe me. So I just hung around until he finally saw it. But he tightened something, and tightening that was at the entrance to the radiator, and he cracked it. So I drove an hour away. The radiator opening was cracked. The hose came off. The coolant spilled all over the car, and my engine blew up on the highway.
Man. Jim, what are you thinking?
And you know what he said? He said, well, you were just so darn insistent on driving to Farmington.
Well, so sure, he's trying to cover his own butt.
You know, when you fix a car, you should be able to drive anywhere you want.
Exactly.
Of course.
Don't they have a guarantee?
Was the motor. Of course, yeah, they'd have a guarantee on the pump, but he broke my radiator. Someone that's been helping me with my car now said before they moved to this town, they were looking up people, and he came through as really a nasty, deceitful person. So he's going to fight me.
Now, is he an employee of a garage?
Or does he work for himself?
Yeah.
He's the owner of the garage.
Okay. Well, there you go then. Well, that's why he's...
And I just learned that someone left him because he didn't do the brake job correctly. He never put in the... He had to have the whole gearbox replaced because he didn't put in the fluids or something. So he's just... This is him. You know, he's not a great guy, which I didn't know.
Well, I'm looking for a response here. He is definitely going to try to make you out as being completely irresponsible, and you are responsible for the damage. But, so I'm not sure there'll be a settlement tomorrow.
She says it might move to...
Yeah.
If they don't agree, then it's going to go to another hearing with a judge that'll make the call.
And that's what I'm thinking.
So she's thinking that's where it's going.
But if the man really just wants to get you out of his hair, you know, they have insurance and they have...
They do, but it's, like she said, he sounds like he's not a nice person.
Well, I
based
guess...
Based on past...
Yeah.
No, he already said, you know, a year ago, I'll check into my insurance company to see if they'll cover anything. He's just full of BS.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
If it goes to the hearing, that's the same day. That happens the same day. Do you see the judge ruling in my favor?
Or wasn't it clear yet?
It wasn't quite clear, but I think you have a better shot with the judge.
That's good.
And he can also find out, I mean, if this guy has been, he'll know if this guy's been in court a lot, you know. So, yeah, it's not quite clear yet.
Okay.
I went to the court to try and find records on him. I couldn't, but you think the judge will be able to access?
Well, I think you have more leverage with the judge.
You got to remember, this is small claims court, too.
Yeah.
So they only dig so deep for each case. And sometimes accessing somebody's past records isn't necessarily going to apply to this case, so they could argue that, well,
right.
You know, that's, I could have 100 people complain to me and I didn't do anything wrong. You know, he could make that argument too. And small claims court, I've been to small claims a lot. They may try to pick a middle because sometimes those, it depends on the judge. Some just want to say, I'll make everybody happy. I'll pick a number in the middle. So we'll see.
Well, I hope you do well.
I hope they pick your number and not something in the middle. But, you know, you just, sometimes they're just, Anyway, here's your card before you go. Good luck. And you can let us know how that works out. Archangel Sandalphon. I heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
Well, boy, I hope it's a good answer.
Hope it's about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know, but that's what we hope for.
Yeah.
It's a healing angel card, so it could be some other healing aspect to it that we're not getting. But all right, well, thank you so much for calling and holding.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, and let us know. Give us a call. You know, our next show is Monday tomorrow, but it's on News for the Soul. You can find us by going to News for a blog talk, and it's an hour earlier, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Give us a call. Let us know how it turned out.
Yes, thank you. We'd love that.
Deborah, did you get the link I sent you in the email?
To tell you the truth, I haven't been on email.
Well, today was a pretty big day.
Well,
all right.
But okay. I will look.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Boy. Wonder how that Mercury in retrograde is doing.
All right, let's just move on to moving on. We're going to go 919, which is, let me double check because I like to get this wrong. North Carolina, 919.
Hi, welcome to the show. And what is your first name?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Kay. I have a North Carolina number, but I'm in Georgia, and we've spoken before.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Hi. My question is regarding one of the readings you I was talking about so much that was going on, and I mentioned about my ex. And you said that you didn't see us completely done. She and I, there's still much love there, of course. I have to admit, we do have this connection. It's like I can be thinking about her or something, and she'll call, or even someone in the family. And I have just, she's been very heavy on my heart the past few weeks. Do you see what that is? I mean, is she
okay
stressing about me or what? It's just like it's just really heavy.
So it's kind of a continuation of what the last reading was, basically.
Yeah,
we'll get deeper into it.
Yeah,
deeper. She saw there was some kind of connection. Now you want to dig into it, which is cool. That's the way to do that with these free readings. Is you only get one.
Yeah.
Show.
Yes.
You only get one. But you can take it if you want to keep going. Next time you call, and you keep going with it. Yep, that's
okay.
Absolutely.
So the two of you are still on, we'll say, friendly basis. That's good.
So they kind of
yes, definitely
testing the waters a little bit here to see what really is on her mind is what you're looking at, right?
Yes, I guess so, because sometimes it's a really burdensome, because it will wake me up from my sleep, or if I'll dream about her, or I'll wake up and it's like she is so heavy on my heart, and it's like, okay, is something wrong? Why am I having this?
Well, to be very honest with you, Kay, the same thing has happened to her. Okay, so you're heavy on her. Maybe the two of you could, you know, talk about things a little bit sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's easier said than done. But yeah, sometimes.
No, I mean, we're you're right.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to make it sound. But we are friendly. We are very, very friendly. Like I said, there's still much love.
No doubt.
Started seeing separate people, and when she kind of thought that I might have been seeing someone, it didn't go anywhere because the person was a little bit spastic and I couldn't deal with that. I know she was seeing someone, and when she found out that I was not in a relationship, I think it kind of shocked her because she had moved on too. But I don't think it was really moving on. I think it was like, wow, okay, if you're going to see someone, I'm going to see someone kind of thing.
I think so too. A little bit of tip for tap. But remember that old saying, the path of true love never runs smooth. So
yes.
And might not necessarily be fast.
You might need to take a little time. Let more time pass. But I'm definitely seeing that the two of you may even just run into each other and decide it's time to have a little chat. And you'll talk about things. And I feel she will reveal to you
time to have a sit down
that she can't replace.
Yeah,
that she still loves.
Yeah, I'm very close with her brother, and he called me the other day. I was thinking about him, and I was about to text him, and he called me at that moment. And we're extremely close, very, very close.
Yeah.
We just talked like we picked up from the day before.
That's wonderful to be able to have that support from someone so close.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I wanted to ask because I just know sometimes it's, you know, I'm in the middle of doing something and I'll stop and think about something, like I was watching football. Her favorite team is on today, and it was just so heavy on me. Or I wake up in the morning and it's like, okay, this is not the first thought that I want to have this morning.
Well,
so
the two of you, your hearts are longing for each other.
Who is her favorite team?
Team?
Cowboys.
Oh, did they win that game or lose that game?
Yeah, they just won. It was a nail biter.
Well, I was watching it as much as I could until the show started.
Yeah.
Right, now I know. It was close. It was very close. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
and
it was
stand by for your healing angel card. Archangel Uriel. Now, this is kind of deep. Mm-hmm. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world.
Wow.
This is the union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter. Heart and mind unite in harmonious balance.
And I really do feel, personally believe in true love, you know, from the get-go, but I think you two are definitely going to find your way back to each other. And remember, Kate, sometimes it takes being in the arms of somebody else to realize the arms you really want to be in. So have faith.
Thank you,
you're so welcome. And don't hesitate. Call us again. And
yeah,
we'll
absolutely.
See. We will look into how she's feeling.
Sure. Yeah.
Perfect.
Call her time we're on here. Problem.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right.
Stokey, we're going to area code 520, which is in Arizona. 520.
Hi, Arizona. How are you?
Hi, it's Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, Lisa.
Thank you for waiting patiently.
Yes.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
We're ready.
Tomorrow I'm going to look at the place that my friend has suggested I rent. It's a little bit of a distance driving there, and it's okay. I have to go there anyway for take care of some other stuff. Do you see me liking the place? Do you see me thinking, okay, I'm going to move into this place?
That's a good question.
And you know what? It's a great question, actually, because it can prepare you for what's going to lie ahead. And if there will be any unseen issues, problems. I remember saying to you that I thought you would meet somebody there by living there. I think I said that.
You did.
Sorry, you have to run with it. I got something going on here.
Oh, another bad one?
No. Oh. I'm explaining something to somebody here.
Hooray.
Yeah, you did.
You did
say that. But I would need a place to bring them to. If I met somebody, I'd have to have a place to bring them to.
I am not seeing anything being wrong with this place. What I feel is you may find yourself feeling somewhat hesitant to make the commitment. Okay.
Oh.
I think all in all, the places, the cards are saying very cute, very livable, very nicely, decorated for you to see.
Okay.
But I feel you hesitating on the commitment because it is a big step.
Well, yeah, and it's always a horrible thing to have to make that call, But sometimes, she wants to know, is she going to walk and see it? Is she going to view it and be like, yes, this is it? Because occasionally it is that feeling.
Well, yeah, and no, it's just temporary housing for like maybe a year and just to get stuff done in that location.
Yes,
and
yeah.
I just, if I don't get that place, then I have to keep looking, and it's okay. I guess I can do that. But, you're picking up positive vibes, and so
For me, I have always found within 10 seconds of walking in a place, I can tell if I can live there or not. So
me too.
Yeah, well, see, that's kind of like everything. The vibes, the energy. I mean, I walk in and it either embraces me, that home, or forget about it. Doesn't matter how much you try to improve it. I'm just never going to.
She's looking. It's probably different when you know you're going to be there 1 year.
That can be a long year.
You're right. It has to still be acceptable. It has to be acceptable.
It can be a long year.
Yeah.
When you sign a lease, like an apartment or something, it's a year by year, typically some are two, but
I think we'll see what you think. I hope that you'll give us feedback. But I am seeing you. I see you making this move, and it's like a whole new environment. The scenery is going to change.
Well, I used to
Yeah.
I used to live there for a number of years, and I have to go back. I moved out and moved to another location to be near my grandson, but now I have to go back down there to take care of some stuff because driving back and forth is too many, miles. And yeah, so I thought I'll just move back down for a year and then try to wrap everything up and then get the heck out of Dodge.
And
that's
then
right.
you'll have a clearer idea of what the next step will be.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would be, I'll be very surprised if you don't like it or it doesn't feel like a good fit. So,
okay.
There we go.
Here is your healing angel card reading. Subject is trust. All will work out well. We, your angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. Trust in the healing power of our love.
I like that.
We love you more than you will ever know.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
They would call them angels. No, maybe someday we should get demon cards for fun.
I don't know if they make them.
They gotta. Anyway. But I don't know if I wouldn't want to inflict that on them. I mean, they might get all worried and scared or something.
Well, good luck. Go to it tomorrow with an open mind. And if it grabs you and says, hey, come here and live, then that's the place to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you're totally right. Totally.
Well,
yeah, I totally agree. Thank you.
So that's wonderful, and I can't wait to hear from you again.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a good week there, Lisa.
Yeah, anytime. And you call us.
Call us every day if
call
you
us
want.
Call us a lot if you so desire.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right. Well, have a good one.
Yep. Soon. All righty then.
All right. Well, I was talking. I've been talking with somebody on here.
Harmony Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had a quick question for me.
And she's says it's personal, but Harmony, it's going to have to be here in this venue, or you're going to have to go
purchase one.
Purchase a reading. We can't just give freebies through text. That doesn't fly that way, because then we would never be able to do anything else in life.
Yeah, there'd be too many.
She would just do that, and nothing else, and her phone would explode because people would be all over that. Sorry.
So let's think of another way that you might be able to do it.
That's it. And it's not that hard. Harmony, you can call in. You can call yourself John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, you know.
Or
you can reveal the information you want to reveal. So no matter how personal it is, nobody's going to know who the hell you are.
Well, right here on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, there is a way to send a message. And just send it to us. And you could say, don't use my real name. And we'll attempt to put it on the show.
We'll attempt. But the best bet is you're here live. Now is that time. Because she'll get those all the time, and then we will never be able to get to our live folks.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That is the deal. I mean, that's the real deal. We're not trying to be meanies.
I have been forgetting to say this during our closing of the show.
I'm going to bump it a little bit so we don't have to freak out here.
Anyway,
I
have an app in the Google Play Store. Isn't that what it's called, Google Play? It's free. Harmony, here's what you could do. You could install this app, and you can ask it questions. When it was first designed, my son is the webmaster for my pages, and he called me and he said, Mom, I can't leave this thing alone. It's a one-card reading, but you can keep asking more and more in-depth questions. And I've used it myself even when I've had to go into a meeting. I want to know what's their approach. Is this going to be a meeting of ideas or a meeting of money and, you know, dollars and cents? So it'll answer your question as well. So the app is called, guess what? Psychic Love Doctor, free of charge. Now, if you have an, what are they called, iPhone, your operating system was upgraded some time ago, and it kind of screwed with the app. So we have a workaround for you. Go to my page, psychiclovedoctor.com. No, just psychiclovedoctor.com. No the.
Yeah, no the. Right.
And if you look on the menu, it'll say, top menu, it says free reading. Click that, and that's it. It's right there. Bookmark it on your phone. You can use it 24 hours a day. It's the very same program.
It's a one-carder, but you can do it several times.
Yeah, and the way you can do it is say, I would really like to know how so-and-so feels about me, and it'll give you an answer.
And then reword the question a little bit,
sure.
Right?
Sure. And you could say, are there other women in his life? And it'll give you an answer.
It's like a detective trying to solve a crime, so you have to ask different questions, right?
It's the eight ball. Remember that toy, the magic eight ball?
Yes, definitely.
Well, this is basically what it is. So, but you will get individualized type readings. And I think we're going to have to call it a night.
I think we're calling it.
I've done
time of death. is almost right on the hour.
I have done.
Got a question, and you could probably do it real quick.
Okay.
For Harmony. Right? And you will take us to the end. I extended the show. All cool. We got some blog talkers that we already talked to. They're listening. So they're probably interested in hearing Harmony's question.
Okay.
Harmony Lee, to be specific. You just hyphenated. I just like using the one thing. Can you see a good future going for me and my partner? Moshe, I guess is the name, I'm assuming. We have two kids, and it gets real hard to stay involved with each other. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Family life.
Welcome to the modern age.
Family life, you know, it's amazing. You know, it's two people, especially when they're young. Oh, that's great. Let's get married. Oh, that's even greater. This is fun. We do all this fun stuff. You got a couple of kids now. It's like, we're not doing that fun stuff we used to do anymore.
No.
Yeah, we got Bobby over here power puking straight in the air. I got Jenny over here blowing out her diapers in the crib. Wake up in the morning and it smells like a freaking sewer plant in the damn room. Yeah, that's all amazing how that thing changes. We understand is what we're saying. We've been through that. So we understand.
You have to set boundaries, and you have to arrange time for yourself.
And you have to know things are going to change. If you guys, it's easy. If you young people went into this, had a couple kids, and say, yeah, I believe that all these things have changed, well, then come on, you should have thought about it. Being a parent is a 24/7 job.
And
24/7.
I do believe that the two of you can work out a very good routine to be able to get more time together. One thing, if you're both working, when you both get home and the kids are old enough to understand,
we're
going to have some mommy and daddy time
right
in your room, and go in there. And wrap yourselves around each other on the bed and say, how was your day today? And how was your day? And, I mean, make this like the start of your home life every day, if you can. Lots of tips and tricks out there to, help to make life good. But I see that it can work out. And it's just all about putting your minds and hearts into it. What?
A 14-month-old and a 4-week-old. I would think maybe should be able to at some point get them where they're going night-night at the same time.
There, or you have maybe a playpen, and the 4-week-old, I would probably take what?
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah. I wouldn't put them in with a 14.
I'd take the newborn into the room with us. And when I was having children, the swing was the greatest device known to man.
Oh, hi, Jessica. She's just saying hi.
Hi there.
Another one of our faithful listeners and callers from Louisiana.
Yeah.
She can't call. She's saying hi. So, we understand about the 14-month-old and the 4-week-old.
You might still have some postpartum.
Yeah,
you
one
know,
month afterwards.
Hormone shift. And make sure he's helping enough.
And, there's a lot of things we don't know, dynamics. That's why I said if you could call in, it would be better. I don't think this is obviously the personal question.
I'm glad you put it out there. But anyway, let's talk to you again real soon.
We shall do so. But
yes. We
shall close your reading, and then we'll start wrapping the show. The subject is, of your healing angel card reading, is kindness. A kind gesture rekindles your belief in the power of love. Remember to be kind to yourself.
Yes, and to each other.
So, yeah, so make sure that you don't run yourself so ragged that when you do get alone time with them, you're kind of a little pissed off. Take care of yourself.
It happens.
It's
like children are very challenging.
Because they're 14. They're babies. Yeah, you can't say, hey, here's what I want to do. You know, it's like you're like talking to a plant. They don't understand what the hell you're talking about. You know, I got to pee. I got to poop. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, take care, Harmony Lee.
I feel like that sometimes.
And the rest of you. Oh, should I turn it with
you? You shall do so.
Are you ready? Let her fly.
Maybe not too low. Wait.
In love.